Ball, Small Ball with Valerie Wheeler. It's the Summer Sports Show on Spin Southwest.
Hey, it's Valerie. Welcome along to Big Ball, Small Ball this week. Yesterday on Sunday, I headed up to Croke Park for the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship doubleheader quarterfinals. First up was Cork and Kilkenny. The Cats getting the better of the Rebels. You will hear from a disappointed John Myler, who didn't confirm nor deny his return to management next year. Brian Cody, who is hugely hyping up the treaty ahead of their All-Ireland semi-final on the 27th. Tipperary also got rattled by Laois in the quarterfinal yesterday, as they need to go back and have a good look at the performance yesterday. Liam Sheedy of Tipperary, a very humble in defeat. Eddie Brennan, you will hear from. Also, I chatted to Tommy Walsh yesterday for Off the Ball post-match reaction. You will also hear his take on both games. Also, the Now TV Ireland Sky Sports Passes winner will be announced, and you will be contacted by the end of tonight's show, and you'll be able to live stream all the action from wherever you are in the world. So it's going to be pretty jam-packed show. Also, don't forget, Now TVJ have a Super 8s preview event this Thursday the 18th of July in the living room in Colbrough Street from 7pm. You can hear from a brilliant panel of experts: Paul Flynn, Owen Mulligan, Kevin Cassidy and Kieran Donnelly. It's an over 18s event, but it's free in the night and plenty of spot prizes and even your chance to win a pair of tickets to the GAA All-Ireland Football Final. Alright, here we go. Let's kickstart tonight's show. It is your reaction from all the hurling this weekend. Liam, congratulations, you're back in the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, look, Valerie, happy to be there. You know, it was a tough battle. Obviously, we went 8 points clear in the first half. I thought we might push on, but full credit to Laois, you know, they got the goal and, you know, they got it back to 4 points. So, you know, put real pressure on us, and we built ourselves a bit of a cushion again the second half. And obviously, the sending off was a big moment in the match. It gave us that one extra player again, so we were probably never in danger of losing a match after that. So, look, we got some really nice scores, some nice passages to play, but we'll have to find another level, really, if we're to be competitive in 2 weeks' time, and we know that.
Yeah, you're red hot favourites coming in here, but they didn't let you dominate, really.
No, and that's a difficult place to be in. You know, you're probably on a hiding to nothing coming up. You know, you're expected to win by large margin. But, you know, as I said, I knew what Eddie had created. I was in Port Laois myself last Sunday, so he's done really, really well with this group and with this team. And they're definitely a team for coming. And from a hurling perspective, it's great to see Laois making the progress they've made over the last 12 months. So, but look, for us, Valerie, you know, we came up here with one assignment to do, and that was to qualify for the All Ireland semi final. And delighted we have done that.
You're back now facing Wexford and facing the Carnival that Davy Fitz brings.
Yeah, look, and in fairness, you know, Wexford bring massive support. They bring a great energy to the pitch. They'll be raging hot favourites on the back of how we played there today. But you look, for us, it's just about getting in there. You know, we knew after losing the Munster final we'd have to face the Leinster champions. So looking forward to getting back up here again. I think that them having got the match under our belt is a big plus. We showed flashes of our play today, and we'll need to find more flashes of that. But, you know, that's what we look forward to. That's why we're back on the sideline, you know, to get a chance to play in games like this. So we're just really looking forward to the match in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, it must be very positive for you as well, coming back as a manager, and you're back in an All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a difficult road to navigate in Munster and getting out of there. So now we find ourselves back in there. That's exactly where we want to be, and I'm probably thrilled for the players, because the players have put in a huge effort over the last number of months, and we've asked them to do. They've done it admirably. So as I said, we need to find another level, and that's what we'll be trying to do in 2 weeks' time. And as I said, as a Tipperary person, where else do you want to be?
Thanks very much, Liam.
Thanks, Valerie.
Big Ball, Small Ball with Valerie Wheeler on Spin Southwest.
Eddie, commiserations first off here today, but what a performance that they put in.
Oh yeah, look, it was laced with heart and guts and all the good things that you associate with this group. And in fairness to them, they set their standards high, and they didn't shy away from that today, because you know, it looked maybe coming into half time we could have been in for a very painful afternoon. We got a couple of good chances before half time, and we really turned around, we rattled them, and just unfortunately we just didn't do enough of it. And that's what happens on the big days in Croke Park. When you're playing quality opposition, they will hurt you, and they will they'll capitalise on mistakes, they'll force you to make mistakes, and that's where the huge learning is for us. But look, all in all, I'd be immensely proud of the lads.
You didn't come in as favourites, but you did give Tipperary a hop.
We did, and we gave them a lot of things to think about, you know, and I'd be fiercely happy with, you know, how we, you know, our game plan and our approach and all the things that served us so well during the year. And like I said there, look, when you're playing quality opposition, they tend to really squeeze you, and that's what happened today. Like, that at times, you know, probably our physical condition maybably is not where Tipperary's is at. Like, they're a couple of years down the road ahead of us, and that's where we look. You seek those little edges everywhere, you seek those inches, you know, in the depths of winter, and that's the difference when you're coming down the straight.
what you've done with this team has been amazing this year, but you have to compliment the players as well for, you know, following and believing in you.
No, it's all about the players, and it always will be. If it's our job to get the players ready for everything that they're going to experience on the field, and that's not just a loose statement, that is the reality. I know it from my own playing days, and it's not about that either, but you experience everything in training and in practice and in the gym and all that stuff. It prepares you for the rigours of the championship, and that's our job. And look, to a man, every one of those guys in there, I take my hat off to them. They were brilliant, and they're representing everything that's good about Laois hurling today.
Tommy, strange into the second game. I know Tipperary had a 10-point win, but to be honest, Laois gave him a bit of a shock today.
They did, and I suppose the one thing coming up today, after such a fabulous summer for Laois, they didn't want to come up here and get Beppe 15 or 20 points. And it was only near the end that kind of Tipperary really pulled away. They had a man kind of sent off, I think it was for a second yellow card, and probably took the sting out of him. But they stayed fighting till the end, and that's the danger, really. It was their third game in a row, third game in 3 weeks, and you're kind of wondering, are they going to fall flat? They didn't today. Now, you know, they still lost by 10 points, but I think it was a fitting end to their summer.
Yeah, let's talk about Laois for a minute. I mean, like, what amazing performance today to come up with only, a lot of people expected to be more than 10.
Yeah, they did, absolutely. And a lot of people thought the game would be over, I'd say, after 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, you'd hear word going around that Tipperary will beat them a pint a man. But I think that's the great thing for Laois, is that they proved that, yes, they were all fired up for the game down in poor Laois last week against Dublin. And it wasn't just hard. They have great players as well. So, no, listen, I think they'll be very proud. And I'm not sure, did you see, they did a lap of honour after the game down to all their supporters down here in the Hogan stand over to the Hill 16 then, just beneath us. And it was really kind of a mark of respect, because they've travelled the length and breadth of the country with them this summer. And it was a nice thing to see.
Yeah, you don't see that often, but maybe it's something that Eddie has drilled into them.
Well, yeah, I think so. And it's probably just a sign of where they were at, I suppose. Laois hurling, you know, the last year, I think they lost 3 matches in the Joe McDonagh, and they were lucky to even stay in it. I think they bet me to stay out of relegation. And to go on then and win a Joe McDonagh, and this is the success of the Joe McDonagh Cup. Like, I know from hurling, you can't beat winning things as regards. Just at the end of the year, you can kind of have that little bit of satisfaction. And no matter what happened, they had that Joe McDonagh Cup. They were going to go back. They'll have their dinner dance in the winter, and they'll be able to celebrate. They're after backed it up now with a brilliant win down in Port Laois, and now this great performance today. And, you know, even Ross King, like, there was, after the county final last year, we didn't think we'd see him in a Laois jersey this year. He scored a fabulous goal out there. And, you know, when he was out watching the Laois playing out in, I think it was Portugal, he was on holidays, and he felt he should be back here, and came back, and Eddie gave him the call. And, you know, isn't that great that it's not just you know, a closed book when you don't come in the panel at the start of the year?
Yeah, they had a good run this year, but Tipperary's run is still happening. Tipperary's run is still happening. But, like, I don't think Wexford are going to be quaking in their boots after today.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the danger, I suppose, for Wexford, is that are they going to look at Tipperary and say, listen, you know, they weren't great today, but I think Davy Fitz will have them in the right place. For Liam Sheedy, I think this game has worked out perfectly for them. If they come out and won that by 20 or 30 points, suddenly the lads maybe might think they are in places where they're not. Because he'll be able to, you know, really get them into the dressing room now on Tuesday night and train and say, listen, lads, that wasn't good enough. If we go out like that again against Wexford, we'd be 10 points. So I think that kind of talk will favour Tipperary. And, you know, for them, I see Liam Sheedy had him out in a huddle after the game, and he was really, you know, doing the finger wagging, and he didn't look like a guy that was just after winning the quarter final. He looked like a lad that was getting ready for Wexford in 2 weeks' time. And we all know the passion and the excitement that Davy and Wexford bring. So I think it's going to be a brilliant occasion.
Yeah, I can't imagine Davy Fitz and Liam Sheedy on the same sideline in a few weeks' time.
No, they'll have to have a referee down there on the sideline as well. I'd say the third official will be busy that day. I'd say it'll be a harder job to do the third official and the referee that day. So I think we'll, when we're up here in the press box, we'll probably have one eye on the two lads and one eye on the match.
Yeah, we look forward to that. Earlier on, I put up a picture of the two of us here, and someone asked me, did you get your top in boohoo.com, the lovely summary one you showed off earlier on?
Boohoo.
You should be. They asked me, were you brand ambassador from? Someone get him to be a brand ambassador.
Well, yeah, well, I was at a fancy dress last night. I was wearing a costume from Boohoo, all right, but I don't know where this one came from today.
Thanks very much, Tommy. See you the next day.
Thanks, Valerie.
Big Ball Small Ball with Valerie Wheeler on Spin Southwest.
John, a disappointing end to this year's championship.
Yeah, disappointing, but look, you have to take the highs and you have to take the lows, and that's it, really.
Do you think it was Richie Hogan's goal that?
Yeah, just after the start of the second half, it gave them the impetus, the momentum to go forward, and we just lacked in getting the ball past their half-back line. We couldn't get it past him, and it was Tim O'Mahony coming in, really just got ball and drove it into our full forward line, and that was the impetus then for us to go forward. So, you know, a few things, drop balls and mistakes. So,
unfortunately, there was a lot of missed chances that I suppose you could have got today.
Yeah, and like when we were going well early on in the first half, we didn't take those opportunities, but you have to take them, and that's it.
I just want to give something to Patrick Horgan today. I mean, getting 3-10, I think he's wondering what more can he do.
It's true. He needs other people around him to score more, and that's and to help him out. You know what I mean? He's been superb today, and he's a superb hurler.
There's plenty of them that you would feel disappointed for, but him most of all, for getting.
I'd feel disappointed for everybody, every member of the panel, every sub, every official that's involved with us, and it's a disappointing day for everybody. But Patrick deserves more. But look, we haven't given it to him, and that's it.
I'm sure he'll be back fit and strong next year.
Sure, Cork hurling will be back next year. Yeah.
And hopefully yourself back with it.
Yeah.
Happy Kilkenny man here today, Tommy, with the first game.
Yeah, it was. I suppose not many people give Kilkenny much chance of coming away with a victory. They knew it was going to be tight, but I think Cork were definitely the favourites coming up, and I think the first half proved to be the case. Cork were all over Kilkenny and just missed quite a few chances. And probably, Alan Cadigan definitely had a goal chance when they were 4 or 5 points up, which would have put a huge gap between the sides and probably would have lifted confidence for Cork. But listen, Kilkenny stayed with him, and going in at half time 2 points down, I think was a good result for Kilkenny, and nobody saw that second half coming.
Yeah, do you think that Richie Hogan's goal was the turning point for Kilkenny in the second half?
Yeah, I think a goal is nearly more than 3 points. It gives the whole crowd, it gives the management, it gives the players such a huge lift. And Kilkenny went on to I suppose when Richie gets a goal as well, we all wanted Richie of, I suppose, 2 or 3 years ago, where he was hurler of the year. We all wanted him to see him back in that frame of mind. And to see him today when, it's his first start for Kilkenny in the championship this year, scoring 1-2, to see him then scoring the goal, just says, listen, yeah, Richie is back, Kilkenny are back, and definitely gave confidence for the rest of the game.
Yeah, they had that period of dominance. I think they'd won 8 points to Cork's 1.3, which doesn't say much for Cork.
No, and if you look at the scores, all the danger was inside. Horgan scored 3-10, Cadigan scored 4 points. That was 3-14 out of, I think it was 3-18 that Cork scored, so they only got 4 points from the rest of the field. Now, in the first half, Darragh Fitzgibbon had a great first half. He was all over. They just weren't scoring, and usually you wouldn't find that with that Cork team. It's the one thing that you would never, I suppose, say about the Cork, that they would find it hard to score, and that's probably where they stumbled today, out the field.
You'd have to feel sorry for the likes of someone like Patrick Horgan. I mean, scoring 3-10, what else can a man do in a game like that today?
Yeah, and
what else can you do to get a medal in your hand?
There's nothing really, there's nothing else. And unfortunately for Cork, it seems to be Croke Park at the moment is where they seem to be struggling. And that's 6 times, I think, in a row now they've failed to come up with a win. And I put it down to the open spaces. You need to be able to defend when you're up here. And I think for Cork to move on, I think they're going to have to work on the defence in their forwards, starting with number 15. And Horgan is special. He is a special player. And I was down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh earlier on the summer, it was a couple of days before the Cork Tipperary game, and Horgan was out just pucking around, and he was putting balls over from 50-60 yards, just barely touching the ball and glide over. So if you talk to anyone from Cork, as you are yourself, Valerie, everyone knows this guy, it just doesn't happen. He spends hours and hours down in the field, and it works out for him then on the day.
I mean, that goal from his knees.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was a Brian Corcoran scored a point a couple of years ago from his knees, and he probably spent his underage days probably practicing that, and he got to do it there today, and it probably showed the difference in his class, and that Mon Murphy made a great save over to the right hand side of the goal, his kind of favourite side to dive, but Horgan didn't go that side. Twice he went over to the left, and absolutely nailed it.
Kilkenny now facing All-Ireland League champions, Munster champions, Limerick.
Yeah, and it's the time to, I suppose, to really pull off a shock is in a semi-final, because it's such an outstanding victory in the Munster final against Tipperary when many people were back in Tipperary to win that. So I think Kilkenny will go in kind of under the radar and they'll definitely have a chance.
And the last time I met you here, Tommy, we were both singing World of Our Own to Westland.
I know.
I don't know if I've ruined your reputation or made it better.
Well, it was like that. It was kind of sheepish at the start. You're kind of ducking and diving, and before you know it, you're belting out the tunes. You're like Ray Keane and Chirin there a couple of years ago. So it was a great day.
You enjoyed yourself anyway.
We did. And I suppose the fact that you know all the songs is always a help.
I hope I haven't ruined the reputation. I hope the boys see this now as well. Thanks very much, Tommy.
No bother, Valerie. Thanks.
Big Ball, Small Ball with Valerie Wheeler on Spin Southwest.
That is it for me this evening. That was all your reaction from the weekend's.